This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Guess what time it is? Class is in session. Because this is 1911 University. I have today as your professor a maestro when it comes to the 1911, 2011, 2019, whatever you want to call it. And that, of course, is the man from Chambers Custom, who is second in command, because I know his wife, Heidi, is actually in charge of everything. And that would be Joe Chambers. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
Did I call that the right way? Is Heidi actually in charge?
Yeah, she's the boss.
Okay. I was thinking she might be listening. We're getting close to when we're going to meet actually face to face for the first time. I just want to be on the right footing.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it, man. I think it's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to being in the booth with you, sitting down, doing some chatting. Should be fun.
It will be fun. It will be plenty of fun. Lots and lots of fun. I've got a camera rig now that is so gigantic that it's a two-man lift.
I saw that on your Facebook. That looks pretty impressive. Is that the 4K you were telling me about?
This is the 6K.
6K. Oh, man. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah.
And I'm going to take everything that I film with that, I'm going to take and upscale it to 8K.
Nice. Yeah, that'll be wonderful.
And then it'll be future-proof, and then our grandchildren will be dead before it's out of style. So.
Yes, decades of proliferation.
There you go. So anyway, so what's been going on? I mean, we haven't had the university for a couple of weeks. And anything new come across your bowels for what you got going on? Anything happening that's interesting at Chambers Custom?
Oh, man, so much new stuff. So much new stuff. I got, as a lot of the people listening know, I got a new carry gun right before Thanksgiving. I had Brandon build a gun supposedly for a client, that being me, and had him build. he called me. He's like, "So does the client like the gun?" And I was like, "Yeah, the client loves the gun. It's awesome. It's beautiful." And he goes, "Cool. Has he shot it yet, you think?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah, I shot it. I shot it a bunch today." And he's like, "What do you mean you shot it? Did the client shoot it?" And I'm like, "Yeah, he did. I shot it a bunch today." And it dawned on him. He's like, "Wait a second, you're the client?" And I'm like, "Yeah." I said, "I just wanted you to build me a gun just like you would build everybody else, to the set of specs that I set forth." And you did an exceptional job. So it's a WMG serial number 50 in 38 Super, which is God's caliber. You know what I mean?
Yes.
38 Super, go home. You know, a lot of guys don't appreciate the 38 Super because ammo, you can't walk into Wally World and buy ammo. Well, you can't walk into Wally World and buy ammo at all now.
Well,
it's sad, but it's funny at the same time.
It is. It's both. But, I mean, there's plenty of places to go in the big box. You know, it's interesting that the big box stores set out to conquer the market, and then they, in the name of virtue signaling, they'll give over the market and make it easier for the little guy. I find that so interesting how important virtue signaling can be.
Yeah, it's bizarre. So, yeah, we had that happen, and then I've been working on the I'm almost done with this old Colt. I've got a little bit more polishing to do, and I'll be wrapping it up, and there'll be pictures of it online. What a saga that gun has been. And then I've been working on the new project, the first new project for 2020, which is the Light Fighter. And I built a comp from scratch as a prototype to test out my theory, and pretty excited about that. And then I just before I came online here, I got a text from Jared Reston talking to me. He's like, "Oh, dude, I've got the next gun that I want you to build for my Pro Series gun." So I'm like, "Okay, cool." So we've been texting back and forth about that, and so that's coming online. So yeah, it's going to be exciting, man. Super exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm waiting to see your comp gun. That will be very interesting to watch that. See that, experience that, all that other stuff. Do you think we're ever going to see a time where, like, nowadays the evolution with 1911s is in the fit, and it becomes somewhat of an interpretation as to what whoever is building the gun thinks the fit should be, right? Like, in your case, you think the gun should be fit in such a way and springed in such a way to where it's only going so many degrees down, so many degrees up. And if you see that and one of your guns is not doing it, then you get out there and you make a change in something. And I can only envision you taking the file and going one stroke down the slide, putting it back together, going out there and firing five rounds and thinking, how'd that feel? And then you come back in and monkey with it some more. It really comes down to interpretation as to what it should be. Do you think we're ever, like, for example, do you remember the Colt Double Eagle?
Unfortunately, yes.
It was an ugly gun, wasn't it?
It's terrible.
It was an ugly gun. But that was them trying to take the 1911 and make it a double action.
Mm-hmm.
Was that just badly executed, or what? Why do you not like the Double Eagle? We only got about 2 minutes.
we don't have enough time in the hour.
Right, right.
I just think it was an idea. If you look at how many double-action Smith & Wessons there were out there at that same time period, and then Colt brought the Double Eagle out, it was like, why? Well, why would you do that? That's not your market. Your market is finely crafted revolvers and the 1911.
Right.
Stay in your lane. Do what you do best. And I'm all for innovation. You know, for example, we can talk about, like, Ruger came out with the new 5.7, which I don't care about that caliber one way or another. But you know, that's an innovative product that they brought out. That's awesome, cool. But Ruger has a history of doing odd stuff like that to get into the market with something different. The Double Eagle was one of those for me. It was like, why did you do this? That doesn't seem like a good idea at the time.
Yeah, I shot one time. I didn't dislike the way it shot, but I sure liked the Smith & Wesson 4506 better.
Yeah, exactly.
At the time.
Yeah, there's a good example of a gun that was far superior, and it wasn't even necessarily an awesome gun.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like when Smith & Wesson brought out the Sigma to compete against the Glock. Well, they just copied the Glock trigger design, which got them in some trouble. But why would you try to do that, I mean, be innovative, be creative, do your own thing, come out with something unique, better, cooler, faster. And they did. Years later, they came out with the M&P, which is a fine design pistol. But yeah, sometimes I think the engineers, they don't really understand the market. And I don't think Colt sold a lot of Double Eagles either. If I remember correct, they didn't sell.
I only ever saw one. We're coming up on the first break. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. We're about to get into it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is 1911 University. We're talking to Joe Chambers, the creative mind behind Chambers Custom. Now, I know that you have seen that gun that's coming out from CZ, the Dan Wesson, what is it, DWX? Have you seen that gun?
I haven't seen it in person. I've seen pictures of it.
What do you think of that? I mean, because that's basically, that is a melding of technology, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. And I think, quite honestly, that it's long overdue. I'm looking forward to handling one at SHOT Show. A friend of mine will be working at the CC booth on Wednesday and Thursday, so I'll go by and see Greg and handle that gun and play with it a little bit.
Hopefully you ought to go with me. I'm going to film over there. You ought to go with me. I'll get you one to hang on to. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go. Let's check it out together.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be neat, man. I mean, low bore access, single action trigger. And you know, what I look at, of course, is what can I do to customize it?
Now, why is a gun like that interesting when it's basically taking, because to me it looks like a single action CZ Shadow.
Mm-hmm.
Why is a gun like that interesting when you can make a 1911 morph? Is it because they've taken that technology and fit it into a totally different platform?
Well, I think, like, if you think about the difference, let's compare. Why is that interesting to me and the Colt Double Eagle wasn't? Okay. Here's why. Mechanical advantage. If I'm going to look at a platform and say, what can I do with that? What I'm looking at is when they changed the platform, when they, you know, changed it up, did whatever mojo they did to make it better in their opinion, did it add a mechanical advantage to the weapon? In the case of the Double Eagle, it absolutely did not add a mechanical advantage because now you have a terrible double action trigger on a gun that, you know, had a really nice single action trigger, that being the 1911. In the case of the new CZ weapon, you had a gun that was, I mean, CZ's, the Shadows are super accurate guns already out of the box. I mean, they're not as accurate as what we build, but there's some other things going on inside that, you know, preclude that. But they're super accurate guns. They have a low bore line in the hand. They shoot really flat as they are. Yeah, they're a little heavy because they're all steel, but so is a government size 1911, so whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But now you've taken a gun that was already a relatively superior platform, the CZ, and you've given it the best trigger that mechanically you can have, which is a single action trigger. And whenever I talk with guys at classes or whatever about the advantages of a 1911, 2011, 2019 style gun over, let's say, a Glock or an M&P or a Walther Q5 match or whatever the brand of striker-fired gun you want to talk about, it always comes down to mechanical advantage. You can make any one of those guns pretty darn accurate. You cannot overcome the striker-fired trigger system. You can have a really, 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 really good striker-fired trigger system, but you can't overcome the fact that it is a striker-fired trigger system and the trigger bar is used to draw back the striker and release it so that the gun can fire.
Right.
Versus with a single action gun, you just press the trigger and it releases everything. There is no drawing back. There is no gaining of tension. There is none of that. You press the trigger, it releases the sear, know, the disconnector pushes on the sear releases the hammer hits the firing pin, the gun goes bang. And there's plenty of guys out there, Chuck Pressburg, Steve Fisher, you know, that are running single stack or double stack guns with single action triggers that have already proven over and over, time and time again, the mechanical advantage does matter. Can you train yourself with a striker fired gun to be very proficient? Absolutely. Look at the Texas shooter, the guy in the church this past week, you know, shooting a SIG 229. That's a double action gun. He's obviously very, very, very well versed in his weapon, and he did what needed to be done. But that took a lot of training, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
And so when I look at it, I just look at what did you do to improve the mechanical advantage of the gun from a technician's perspective, the guy that builds guns for a living, how did you improve? Did you, first of all, did you improve the mechanical advantage of the gun and how? And with the CZ, like I say, they took a very excellent platform and they gave it the trigger that it deserved. And if it shakes out the way that it looks like it is, I'm down with it. I feel the same way, Bill, about the new Colt Python. Okay.
Right.
That they just released. I am stoked about the new Colt Python. Absolutely stoked. I'm a Python aficionado. I had a collection of 8 of them at one time, of all different barrel lengths from 2.5 to 8 inches. I love the gun, love the platform. Colt took the Colt Python and they revised the trigger work in it. They got rid of, I think, 8 or 12 parts inside the lock work to make it simpler, to make it smoother, to keep it in time. So it's a better gun. And I mean, Ed Head is talking online about how Colt has run one of their sample guns 50,000 trigger pulls, and it's still in time. Hmm. You can't do that with an old Colt Python.
No.
I mean, if you drop an old Colt Python on a carpeted floor, it's out of time.
Let me get you to hold up right there. We're coming up on the next break, and I want to talk about technical advancement and where, you know, get your opinion on a couple of things and. Just, you know, because I have this overbearing question that I think I'm just going to come out right out and ask in the next segment. And, I think you'll be the man to answer that. You can find out Joe, the stuff that Joe does by going to chamberscustom.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. There's still tension between Iran's supreme leader and President Trump, despite Iranian militia members withdrawing from the U.S. embassy in Baghdad. In comments reported by the Iranian media Wednesday, the supreme leader blames the United States for violence in Iraq. Republican Congressman Michael Waltz of Florida is praising President Trump's response.
Well, I think the president made the right move here, that the Iranians, through their militias in Iraq, thought they could hit us and hit our bases without much of a response. The president responded very strongly. That's what the Iranian regime respects. This was their counter move to get their militias to stage these protests.
Walt speaking there on Fox News, and your final numbers on Wall Street. Another record high for the Dow as it finished up 330 points to close the day at 28,869. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. It is 1911 University with Joe Chambers, and I've been dying to ask this question. I shoot a lot of different guns. I enjoy a lot of different guns, but I have this overarching theory that with the proper execution, it is almost impossible to beat a well-done 1911. If you're getting out there and you're like saying, well, it's got to have capacity, it's got to have this, that is almost commonplace now in the right hands, isn't it?
Yep, it is.
Why do you think there's still, some of the tests that I see some of these guys putting a 19, or any hammer-fired gun for that matter, through... you know, when I was in the military, I was stationed in Germany during the 80s. It was very cold that year. I used to go out into the field. It started snowing in October and snowed every day until March.
Yeah.
My Ithaca would fall into the snow, into the mud and everything else. And as soon as it did, I cleaned it off. I never got out there and said, you know, I wonder if this will fire if I bury it. Because I don't know how I'm going to accidentally have the gun bury itself. So there's right. just some tests I look at as somewhat impractical. I know that if a gun can fire in any circumstance, which I don't think there's actually any gun that can do that, whether it's striker fired, hammer fired, double action, single action, whatever, safe action. But, you know, help me out with this. Is some of this stuff that I see some of the people in the community, the way they want to test it and determine its combat worthiness, is it sort of ridiculous?
I think so. I mean, you look at the average civilian, and the dirtiest his gun is going to get is shirt lint being packed into it.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't fired his carry gun in 6 months. And there are a lot of people out there like that. Eric and I were just talking about it the other day because he teaches classes locally, and there's a lot of guys that come to class that literally haven't fired their gun in 3 to 6 months. So the gun is dirty. Yeah, it's dirty with shirt lint.
Sure.
You know, I mean, the majority of us are not going to throw our gun in a sandy pile of mud and yank it out and shoot it. Could that happen to you? Yeah, maybe. Is it a viable concern? No, it's not, in my opinion. Now, there are people out there that would disagree with me, and they're probably listening in tonight going, oh, Chambers, you're crazy. You know, I go swimming with my Glock on in a sandy creek. Cool. Cool deal. I hope you put some oil on it when it gets done so it doesn't rust.
Right.
You know, but I think by and large, most people, if the gun will run 500 to 1,000 rounds without a malfunction right out of the box, you have a weapon system there that is capable of running under any conditions that the reasonable civilian is going to encounter. That being said, in certain climates, like if you live way up in the far north, you know, if you're in the UP of Michigan or if you're in Minot, North Dakota, where I lived as a kid, and you choose to put a heavy grease or oil on your weapon, you can probably expect that when you pull that gun out of the car after it's been sitting in there all night, that it's not going to function properly. Because that's the nature of things.
It's going to congeal, isn't it?
It's going to congeal, yeah. You know, if you live in Florida, the beach, you carry inside the waistband a carbon steel gun and you never wipe it down, I don't want to hear you complain that it rusts, because that's the nature. That's the nature of it.
Yeah.
You know, and we have clients in both climates. So I deal with all those scenarios, and I tell guys the same thing. You know, hey, if you live in Florida and you're carrying appendix carry in the summer, and you're set on wearing blue jeans and flannel, you should probably oil your gun daily. You should probably clean it daily,
yeah.
At least the outside of it. You know, if you live in a cold climate in the wintertime, you should probably run that gun relatively dry. And actually, I learned a lot about this after working with Chuck Pressburg and talking to him about his experience in the military. I was actually surprised when he told me about some of his experiences and how they ran guns dry going out on missions and whatnot. And if they needed to lube them in a firefight, they would. But they didn't want to deal with an overly lubricated weapon system that got sand in it, because then it absolutely wouldn't work. Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah,
now,
go ahead.
I've heard some schools of thought that look at cleaning guns and say with certain precision instruments, like, say, one of yours, for example, that pulling it apart to clean it might actually lessen its shelf life because you're messing with the tolerance on it. Is that something that you subscribe to?
Oh, I think in certain instances, you know, if you have a gun with a bushing, a bushing barrel that we fit, you don't need to take that gun apart every day. The bushing will eventually get loose in the slide, and you will lose your tolerances up front. At the same time, as I proved with my Knife Fighter that I sent you, if you don't ever clean it, the bushing will get loose. So, you know, there's a compromise somewhere there in the middle where a person has to reasonably maintain their weapon system. Is that a couple thousand rounds? You take the gun apart, clean it, lube it, put it back together. Is it 500 rounds? You know, depends on how corrosive your skin is. I've got clients that, you know, they carry their gun for a week and it's rusting. Well, they need serious business. They need to do some more weapons maintenance. I have clients like Fisher, you know, he carries that WMG that I built him. He carries it appendix inside the waistband or strong side inside the waistband. He's been carrying it for 2 years and there's no rust on it at all. Now there's not a lot of bluing left either, but he maintains the gun. You know, he occasionally takes it out, wipes it down with an oil rag. Problem solved.
Yeah. I called him and I said, "Hey man, how often do you clean your guns?" He said, "That's for sissies." I said, "How many rounds do you clean your guns really?" He said, "I just told you."
Yeah.
So, but he also told me, I mean, you know, I haven't had any problem. I've never had a problem, except with ARs. The only time I've ever had a problem with a gun that was dirty was an AR, but that's, you know, just the nature of the platform, I guess, right?
Right. Yeah, you get carbon buildup in the bolt. I don't actually, and I'm probably wrong in this, I don't ascribe to the idea that you need to clean out the gas tube on an AR. As a guy who lives in the country, you know, and I just shoot occasionally a couple thousand rounds a year through ARs, I don't clean out the gas tube. Every time you fire it, you're blowing hot gas through the gas tube.
Right.
So it's blowing hot gas through there, and it's blowing any debris that's in there out. If I begin to have a problem with an AR that's not functioning, okay, then I'll replace the gas tube. I'm not gonna sit there with pipe cleaners.
Yeah, I don't go into the gas tube. I don't mess with that very much. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the last break. We'll be right back. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers, and this is Lock and Load.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. Are we ever going to see with the 1911, the basic silhouette has remained fundamentally the same. Is there anything that could be technically better about it, in your opinion?
You know, I have something that I've been working on for a while, and Steve saw it when he was here last time, and that is a frame that is solid on the sides that doesn't require grips.
How would you grip it? Just grip it?
Just grip it. Yeah. A lot of people that carry 1911s actively put what they call slim or thin grips on their gun because they want the smallest profile possible. So a few years back, I was having some frames made for me, and I had a couple of aluminum ones made that didn't have holes on the side of them. They're just solid, which gives you the ability to have a gun with no grips at all on it. It's just solid, flat, 0.75 0.756 wide, so 3/4 of an inch wide, with no grip panels at all. So you can texture the whole side of it if you wanted to, or you could texture just the front and back like normal. to, you know, depending on what kind of grip you wanted. I think that to me, when I finish those guns, will kind of be the ultimate in super slim, full size carry guns, because now you have a pistol that literally is as thin as it can possibly be with the same capacity as a regular full-size gun. And when you do that in aluminum, you also gain the advantage of the lightweight.
So, but I mean, basically the silhouette stays the same though, right?
Silhouette is the same, yeah. I mean, you could bobtail it, and I may bobtail one of the frames. Steve and I were talking about that, putting a bobtail on one. I like the bobtail, especially for concealed carry. It prints a lot less, especially
right.
if you're carrying a strong side and you bend over, it doesn't poke out of your shirt. You know, you don't see the back of the grip as easily. A lot of advantages to the bobtail, and kudos to Ed Brown for coming out with that decades ago. That's a great design change. But no, I mean, overall, fundamentally, I think we're at this point in time, we're seeing a real peak in design features. I mean, you have integral or almost integral red dot mounting systems. You have commander length guns that function properly. You know, we've had cone guns for a while, so you don't have bushings to deal with, which is awesome, while you maintain the same accuracy levels. Triggers, you know, so I guess the one hang up that people, some people have is, well, you have an exposed hammer. You're right, you do. But you also have a superior trigger pull. You know, it's kind of like comp designs. We were talking online, me and some friends were talking online. Comp designs fall basically into two categories: loud, flat, and not quite as loud, but not quite as flat. Those are your two options. If you have a truly flat comp like the one I just made recently, with a gun, you know, a 9mm shooting plus P ammo, shoots like a 22 caliber gun, it's going to be loud. There's no two ways about it. The
sure.
reason it's loud is because it's getting rid of all the gas, which makes it flat. If you go with a more moderate design that isn't quite as loud, it's still a comp, so it's still going to be relatively loud, but it's not quite as loud, then the gun doesn't shoot as flat. Well, the same thing goes with the trigger pull. You want an excellent trigger pull, it's got to have a single action trigger.
Right.
Now, if you want the best trigger pull that you can get, if you want a good trigger pull, you can sacrifice a little bit of the trigger pull quality and have a striker fire gun. It just depends on what you're willing to deal with. As somebody who's been carrying a hammer fired gun for well over 20 years, almost, well, 25 years now, I don't have a problem with the hammer on the gun. It doesn't bother me a bit.
When they were looking for a new military gun, I seem to remember Daytonics had, I saw a picture of some gun that looked like a striker-fired 1911. Am I imagining this?
I'm not familiar with the Daytonics.
Okay. It was a modular gun in some aspect or another, but of course they ended up losing, so it doesn't really matter. But is that even feasible to have a striker-fired single-action pistol like that, to where the trigger had the same characteristic it does with the hammer?
I don't think so, from my experience. You can make a striker-fired gun exceptionally, exceptionally good for a striker-fired gun. I've seen some out there. There's a number of companies out there that make parts and trigger components to make a striker fire gun really, really good. It's never going to overcome the fact that it's a striker fired gun.
Right.
It has to draw that striker back slightly in order to release it so that the gun will go off. Whereas a single action gun simply doesn't have to do that if it's built properly.
Yeah, I guess that's sort of a pipe dream to imagine that. I don't mind a hammer-fired gun either. I carried them for so long, and I have carried them for so long, and here shortly. I will be carrying them for so long, so that, you know, it's not really that big of a deal for me to look at hammer fire guns. I like them, right? I like the basic design. I like right now the single stack that I've been from Nighthawk, the very basic Thunder Ranch model. I just like it because it's so well done, basically. You know?
I
just like the aesthetic. I just like the aesthetic to it, so.
Yeah.
I guess there are worse things I could like than a hammer-fired, single-action 1911, 2011, 2019 type pistol, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I won't name any, but yes.
Me either. I'm not going to aim any. I'm not going to cast any shade. But it's interesting though that the design has. Do you think the design has topped out? Has it peaked it as far as you guys can take it?
I don't think so. I think in the next 5 to 10 years, you will probably see some more innovation on the platform.
That will be.
I don't know exactly in what direction those innovations will go yet.
Right.
I mean, as far as the wide body platform, we're seeing some really exciting things. More modularity. STI's done an excellent job with their new guns coming out with the modularity of them, where you can literally apparently have a modular frame gun that you can swap back and forth from single stack to double stack.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty awesome. That's really neat that they've been able to make that work. And
we're about to run out of time, but 1911 University is back. We are in 2020. Going forward, we'll have a slight hiccup when it comes time for SHOT Show, but we are happening. Thank you for joining me tonight, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
Outstanding. We will be back again in 21 hours, I do promise. And between now and then, if you would, please remember this. It's not about gun control. It's never been about gun control. It's always going to be about total control. Always. This has been Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.